The Southeastern Conference is going to reveal the Big 12 schedule?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, I did? Oh, excuse me. Southeastern Conference will reveal the Southeastern Conference schedule.
And when will they do that?
At 9 o'clock this morning.
Is that Central Time?
Central Time.
Because, you know, they do
I would
cross...
only talk in Central Time.
Okay, because they cross...
Yes, no, that would be Central Time, yes.
Wow. We're going to carry it live?
Yeah.
It would be Central Time. Yeah. No, it will be immediately up on our website. Immediately, I'll be sitting here just...
I think we should stay.
Typing away.
I think we should stay late.
Don't you think so?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. I love that part. Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah.
We're going to have a drum roll. On September the 8th, 2012.
Hey, ye to all who.
Yeah.
Let's hold out for that October 20th date and let's see what we got going on there.
Well, we're evidently opening against McNeese State September the 1st.
I don't think anybody cares about that, to be honest with you.
Well, that, you know, a lot of people will be there.
They will come August.
Yeah,
that's right. We'll be talking all about the Cowboys and the Aggies.
Come on, Scott.
That's right.
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah.
Interesting footnote.
Uh-huh.
The last time the Aggies played McNeese State was my very first game as public address announcer.
How about that?
Well, there you are.
How about
right.
that? I think you should be honored at halftime with a plaque or something.
No, that only happens when I'm not doing it anymore. Put the old man on the sidelines.
Yeah, that's right.
I used to do this.
And you've got to be a lot more doddering than you are now. Yeah. I mean, you got lots of years to go.
I hope so. Yeah. Otherwise, it'll be a posthumous honor.
That's right.
I've told Jamie that before. I said, you realize if they honor me anytime soon, there's a good chance you're going to be on the field by yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. And it means you've screwed up enough names to get fired.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then it'll be years before they'll remember me.
Waving that towel.
Yeah.
Do the towel thing.
Today's captain.
That's right. Yeah. Bunch of kids in the stand has never heard of you.
Yeah. And don't care.
Another old guy.
Another whoop.
Put your name up. Look, they misspelled his name.
It's Chance Murray.
Of course, Scott and I will have maybe our honorary seats in the press box and be leaving in the second quarter. So we'll miss the whole thing. You know, we'll get our Subway sandwich and, you know, watch a quarter and leave.
I hear Scott already. Where's the elevator?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What? Want to go get a Grand Slam breakfast together? Probably not crowded right now.
Yeah. Now how do they feed us up here?
Yeah.
Back when I was here.
Yeah, anyway.
All right.
Okay.
So.
We've painted a picture.
We have.
Mm-hmm.
So, what happened to that insurance company that used to sponsor the Holiday Bowl? Did they decide they didn't want to do that anymore?
Pacific Life?
Yeah.
Maybe that whale got tired of jumping out of the water.
Could be.
Yeah.
So now it's the Bridgepoint Education Holiday Bowl. Do we know?
Is that a speed reading course or what?
Well,
it's an online diploma mill.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, so... What kind of freebies do they get? Yeah. Anyway, I was trying to find the events that are going on.
Yeah. What do you get? You know, free notebook.
Oh, look, a pen.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, they're getting ready for the 16th annual Bumblebee 5K run that'll take place this morning at the corner of Harbor Drive and Ash Street.
Well. Can't think of a better kickoff than that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are the head coaches got to be there? Yeah.
No.
I think Mac will be thrilled.
Yeah. I think it's okay.
He'll send a lackey.
Don't have to do that.
Yeah. Just representing Coach Mac Brown, the junior director of football operations for the University of Texas.
Now, also remember that they have the big balloon parade today.
In San Diego?
In San Diego, yes. The scenic Bayside streets of downtown San Diego will come alive this exciting family
with the
event
sound of music.
Showcases marching bands, magnificent floats, entertaining drill teams, and a procession of enormous
balloons. How about some boring drill
teams? I'm sure that's going over big during San Diego rush hour right now. What do you mean I can't go down this street?
No, it starts at 10 o'clock this morning.
Well, we're talking San Diego. Yeah. I mean, rush hour is still going on at 10 o'clock.
And if you want to see the parade route, there won't be a link on our website, by the way. Hey, by the way,
that's another by the way.
Fascinating newscast. I mean, folks, you need to understand, it's the week between Christmas and New Year.
That's right.
There are a lot of people who aren't even showing up at the office.
Yeah.
You know, we basically depend on the perps.
Like us, we're all in our bedrooms right now. Y'all don't know that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We basically...
I didn't even get dressed this morning.
We depend on the perps to make Chase's news these days. You know, misbehaving, going out and doing stuff they shouldn't. But, I mean, actually, you have a really newsy newscast there. So
a newsy newscast.
Yeah, so we'll, good. Can you do it again next week?
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it later. But in the meantime, of course, one of the other things that we like is when we're in the holiday area, as we are now, the things that show up in the break room. And I don't know if you noticed this morning, we have a caramel apple bundt cake that I think was probably made last Thursday, but, you know, it's been under...
I tried some of it. It's a little dry.
Yeah,
We've got some brownies.
We do. We have some brownies. I noticed that this morning, sitting on top of the coffee machine, we have pumpkin coffee.
Yeah, well, that's been there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Anybody tried any of the pumpkin coffee?
Yeah, I've smelled it. It smells really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Is it good? I've seen it sitting there for a couple of days. I haven't.
Now, I find that interesting because you're Mr. Coffee. I mean.
I am. I'm Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah.
You're dead?
I wouldn't think you'd
pretty good, actually.
I wouldn't think you'd go for the flavored coffee thing.
I like it on occasion. Now, it's not exactly how I want to start my day, necessarily. Yeah. I'm pretty utilitarian when I do that.
There's a live commercial. Yeah. It's not how I want to start my day.
but you know, if it's free, I'd drink some.
But then also,
I don't know who left it there. And that's it kind of presents a bit of a conundrum, because after all, I figure if someone leaves it there, then, you know, they have no problem with other people partaking of it.
Fair game.
But then again, you know, I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did y'all see the gag Ziploc bag in there?
Yes.
Huh?
Truly awful.
I know. It got me.
No, I didn't.
You didn't see it? There's a Ziploc bag with a very, very realistic painting or likeness of a roach.
A cucaracha.
On top of it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I had to sort of pick at it to make sure it wasn't real. Yeah. It's a gag Ziploc bag. Wonder where you get those.
I'm trying to figure out why you'd want to pick up a roach with your bare hands to begin with.
Well, I was just trying to, you know, scoo away the roach, but then I was taken hook, line, and sinker by it. It looks very realistic.
I guess I didn't see that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to take it to Ben's party next year.
Yeah, that'll be
good. Yeah, really.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, okay. Well, I was going to talk about the six-pack of land shark that's in the refrigerator, but
oh, God.
Never
that's
mind.
Been there a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's a little gamey.
Is it fair game now?
Yeah.
Everyone, info.
Mason.
Gamey beer. I like that. I remember I got some beer one time. I was about, you know, 19 or 20, and I left it in the refrigerator for about 8 months. It actually tasted better after it aged for a while.
Aged beer.
Aged beer.
Now it has born-on dating.
Oh, it was going so well up until then.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W.E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowner's coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
There goes 621, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Indeed, it is December the, December, Big 12, what's going on?
Yeah.
I'm glad nobody's listening. December the 28th it is,
now,
and happy birthday to you.
Today is, among other things, card playing day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You boys want to play some spades later?
Well, we could do solitaire on our computer screens.
Ooh.
Yeah. Pledge of Allegiance Day. I don't know why. Oh. Maybe it was today was the day.
Fire up the John Wayne.
Yeah.
Pledge of Allegiance. We get to say under God and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And today is National Chocolate Day. Now, how is it that chocolate only has a day?
Yeah, you'd think we'd get a little bit more than that. And why is it December 28th?
I mean, not sure.
A lot of leftover chocolate?
Well, could well be. Not sure why it is.
February 14th would be
a good day for that. Yep. All right, let's do it.
There you go. It's December the 28th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Comic book creator Stan Lee. He created Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
He's 107.
No, he's 89. years old today.
He's probably made more money in the last 10 years than he made in about the 50 before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His movie rights and such.
Yeah, but I doubt if he's he probably can't keep it in the lines anymore.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I think he's, you know,
he does cameos. He does cameos in a lot of his movies.
Does, yeah.
There you go. Remember Adam 12 and even before that, Route 66, Martin Milner is 80 years old today.
Mm.
Remember Marty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Maggie Smith, the actress, is 77 years old today.
That Corvette from Route 66 would have a blinker on now.
Yep.
That's right. Edgar Winter, the white-haired rock and blues guitarist.
That's because he's albino, but that's fine.
Right. Well, it says here white-haired.
Yes, he is.
He is albino.
From Beaumont, Texas.
That's right.
Well, and was in a Geico commercial or something like that?
Yes, he was recently.
Yeah, he was.
Johnny's brother.
That's right. That's right. He is Johnny's brother. He's 65 years old. Denzel Washington's birthday is today. Turns 57. Opa's best friend, Gail King, turns 57 today also.
She's on the CBS morning show now?
Is that right?
That's what it says here.
Yeah.
One of the Neville brothers, saxophonist Charles Neville, is 73 years old.
Yeah.
And singer-guitarist Marty Rowe of the Diamond Rio is 51 years old. Comedian Seth Meyers is 38 years old. Johnny Legend, the singer, turns 33. I think I saw where he got engaged yesterday. So happy engagement
I'll
to him.
I'll peruse the entertainment news so we can have that.
There you go. And I think that's all I got. Sienna Miller, do we know her?
Oh, yeah.
She's 30 years old. G.I. Joe, factory girl, model and actress.
Nichelle Nichols, she played Uhura in the original Star Trek stuff.
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
The 78 and country singer Joe Diffie.
Joe Diffie. You know, he was the first act at Wolfpen Creek.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Uh-huh. When Wolfpen Creek opened, opened it.
Mm-hmm. Song called Ships That Don't Come In is a pretty good one from him. He's 53. All right, that's it, 624. Wait.